Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, Betty Concert was fantastic. You're being paid right now is by Lisa for it. You are in the booth, Betty, this Friday at last Friday. This band is called Pleasure Dog, and they'll be at Hill County Barbecue on Saturday, December 22nd. 9 to 12 p.m. at 30 West 26th Street between Broadway and 6th Avenue. Hill County Barbecue, 30 West 26th Street between Broadway and 6th Avenue. Ooh, I've been there. That's a great barbecue place, actually. You can also hear them playing an instrumental on Thursday, November 29th from 7 to 10 p.m. at 12 West 44th Street at the Mansfield Hotel. 12 West 44th Street. The Mansfield Hotel. I love this guy. Terrific. Great. Ooh. Oh, I got guests in the guest room already. Steve Mendoza's in the house. How nice. Ooh, guests popping in, popping out. Anyway, that's Tony Salvatore. Check him out at the M Bar. That's 12 West 44th at the Mansfield Hotel. November 29th, 7 to 10 p.m. Okay, and also Pleasure Dog, Saturday, December 22nd, right before Christmas. 30 West 26th Street between Broadway and 6th Avenue. Check that out. Okay. Terrific. Hey, Steve Mendoza's in the house and Choosing People Power's in the house. Great. Everybody's popping in, popping out, popping in. Okay. George Bettinger looks like he's in the house too. Oh, boy. We're just popping away here. Popping away in the chat room. Can you hear that? There we go. Let's start with a little Latin for my Mendoza friend. It's subtle, but here it comes. No, it's like people's names, Katharina, that's everybody's names in there. Speaking of names, we've got George Bettinger and Lizette Amado. Is that Amado? Amado? Ex-Bettinger? Amado ex-Bettinger? In the house, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. It's the Mom and Pop Shop, 106hotmix.com. But if you Facebook them and friend them, you'll get all the information every time they're doing a show. They're very funny people. The Steve Mendoza Show, when is that on, Steve? Let us know. And Cyanide, all the way from near Amsterdam. Cyanide's in the house. Is your boss lurking around, Cyanide? Always. You're always telling me that your boss is right behind you and you got to go. Hot Mix 106, that's right. Oh, boy. So, anyway, we got the holidays coming up. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, the holidays are coming up. Fast and furious. I got to start starving myself to eat for the upcoming holidays. Now, I added a lot more. Who do I have? Oh, Christopher McGinnis has a new. Let me see if it uploaded. He's got a new video out on YouTube. Christopher McGinnis does. And I want to check it out. He's also got a new song. So I got to scan down because now I have loaded so many things onto my. onto my switchboard. I got to find people now. So let's play Christopher McGinnis's new song. It's out on YouTube. McGinnis. McGinnis. Okay, here we go. Let's play.
Hey, baby. I want to be your man. Hey, baby. Want to join my band? Hey, baby. I want to be your man. Hey, baby. Want to join my band?
You got to make up your mind. I carry the feelings all of the time.
Oh, that was a misload there. Here, I thought I had uploaded it this morning, and I didn't. I probably messed up George's, too. Hola, Lizette. Lizette. Oh, the Mom and Pop Shop always cracking me up. You've had a problem with your switchboards, too, I'm sure. It's been crazy. The weather's been nuts. Everything's going crazy. Cool, cool. Let's see. What do we got here? Oh, let's just do a little dog whispering. Ellie?
Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Good dogs clap and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cats, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay. 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 Bad dog.
Well, hi there, Soupy. How you doing? Well, hi, George. I tell you what, I got the White Fang outside. You mind if I bring him in? Well, you could bring the dog in the shop, but remember, I have the cat. White Fang, you gonna be a good dog here, right? You gonna buy some candy from the nice young man? Wait, don't go over there, White Fang, because there's a cat over there. Hey, wait a minute, he's chasing the cat here. Put that thing down here, because you're going to break that. White Fang, come back here. Okay, wait, White Fang, come back. And Buster Kitten, come back. You know, you're ruining the whole shop again. I just fixed it up. Well, I tell you what, George. I tell you what, I talked to White Fang. White Fang, are you going to be a good dog here? Oh, you're going to be good for a quarter? Why don't you be like me and be good for nothing?
You can get George Bettinger's CD on CD Baby. Check it out. Check it out. We'll go in the dog.
Since the day I named you, I come when you call. But that I had seen you, thought I knew my the cow. Worked off my debt by parking at strangers near the door.
Chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, "I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed." He says, "You don't understand, this is my seeing eye dog." The guy at the door says, "A Chihuahua?" He says, "They gave me a Chihuahua?"
Awfully frightening, get my daily dose of shock every evening round 6 o'clock. My cat's is right there with me, but he don't watch no TV. And while my hairs all stand on end, he has managed to transcend. Nor the past, he's not your poochie. He's a born satisfaction. In the now, the cat is happening. In his world, there are no banks, no war, no bombs, no tanks. No control freaks will be found.
It's a cat
all the way down. Now, if I may be so blunt, these two vices, fear and want, do us in if we don't act. That's why you must watch the cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. Is a Zen master.
Play it on your cattle
yourself a cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. That is how I found the answer.
Cat is Zen master.
So when you're home at night, turn off your electric light, burn a candle two or three, and pull the plug on your TV. Suddenly the war is over, and you just don't need a makeover.
Watch the cat and you will see. Nice fur, commercial free. All that rises falls away. Off goes that 401k. But you'll know where it's at if you'll just consult the cat.
Watch the cat.
Turn off the TV.
Watch the cat.
Do that and be free. Yeah, the cat is master.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
What is it, Carly? What is it?
I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have, Nancy Lombardo, right here at Comedy Concepts.
That, of course, was the multi-talented George Bettinger and all of his voices from the Mom and Pop Shop. Hot Mix 106, Monday through Fridays. Join their Facebook at the Mom and Pop Shop. Cindy Lizette get in the act. And even the kid gets into the act. What's with those people? They're just wacky. Wacky, I tell you. Hey, People Power, how are you? Betty Jo Tucker, you have the new reviews out. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com and read Betty Jo's reviews. The things move so fast. Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters, the latest. And Betty Jo did send me what she's – let me go to my email here. Oh, tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters, they're trying to get Rick Yoon for a long time and finally got him. Yay! That's terrific. Rising star Rick Yoon visits Movie Attic Headquarters on November 20th to discuss a chilling James Bond villain in Die Another Day. And also a dashing hero in The Man with the Iron Fist. Oh, that should be good. I loved the new James Bond movie. Oh, it was so good. So good. Terrific. He's a skilled martial artist and named People Magazine's Sexiest Man. Wow. Check that out. Betty Jo Tucker, 4 p.m. tomorrow. Steve Mendoza, when is your show? You don't send out a blast like all of us other people do. Post it up there so we know when it is and I'll announce it. George Bencher, it is live because we play so many classic rock songs we can't have it on podcast. Oh, I see. Because then it would repeat and repeat, and then you would have to pay for them every time they were played. Right, George Bettinger? Unlike me, I just get my friends to give me their music. Cyanide, what kind of music do you like, Cyanide? I don't know what to tell you. Okay, what else do we got going here? Oh, boy. Okay. Here's a new Irene and Luboff one. I don't think you've heard this one. With Irene and Luboff. I keep finding these new ones to put on there. That's a lot of fun. Oh, boy, so many new people I've had on. It's been incredible. So many new bands and stuff coming up. I think I added Lascivious Biddies. Let me see if I could find them. I'm telling you, my list now is so incredibly long. Okay, let's see. Oh, Thanksgiving. Here's one for Thanksgiving. Here comes some more of our Thanksgiving comedy.
job yet. Okay, can smell it. Come on, is it ready? It's ready. Yay! You're going to love it. It's so wonderful. Gaze and behold, our Thanksgiving feast is. Okay, everybody, you're going to be so jealous.
Dig in, Luba.
Yes, I'm digging. I think I want the white meat.
Oh, that's very good.
It's delicious. Your family knows how to put things together. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. That's so good.
Very good.
Okay, and so now it's time for a Thanksgiving song wherein we give thanks for Thanksgiving. That's right. Okay, count me down, babe. Okay, and 3, 2, 1, hit it. I'm thankful for being Dex because it's tree-free. I'm thankful for Chinese food with no NFT. I'm thankful for sunshine. I'm thankful for rain. I'm thankful for a plunger to unstop the drain. But the one thing I'm thankful for that you can get at any store is
coming up.
Well, Gracie, it's that time of year, dear.
Yes, George, I love the holidays. Let's sing Rudolph with all of our friends.
All right, Gracie, you start it off.
Thank you. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it, you see, you would even say it glows. Now, all of the other reindeer, you know, they used to laugh and call him names, you see. They never let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games. Ooh, you dirty reindeer.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, old Santa came to say...
Oh, yes, Rudolph, with your proboscis so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Wonderful, Gracie.
Thank you.
Now, here I want you to do your little solo.
Oh.
Everybody listen to Gracie. You ready, dear?
Yes. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over fields we go, laughing all the way.
Terrific. Now, everybody sing. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you dirty rat, you would even say it glows. Now, all of the other reindeer, they used to laugh and call them names.
They never, ever, ever let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games.
Oh, yes, then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa Claus came to say...
Oh, is that your nose, Rudolph, or are you just happy to see me?
Now then, all the reindeer loved him. And they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Oh, Gracie, that was wonderful. Now tell everyone good night.
Good night.
That's Lizette and George Bettinger being their wacky selves.
Yes, they're being their wacky selves, and you can buy their CD at CD Baby.
Terrific. Oh, boy.
All right, who do you have in the house? I'm with Stupid's on. Oh, it's a Blog Talk Radio feast. I'm with Stupid George Bencher almost on the Mom and Pop Shop every day, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. But on Tuesdays at 4 p.m., you go over to Betty Joe's a little, and then you hop over to Catch the Tail End or one of half of the other. Or you play both of them at the same time. And the Betty Joe Tucker is going to have Rick Yoon on Movie Attic Headquarters Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out and also read Betty Joe's reviews and movies. I have to say, I really did like the new James Bond film. Vicky, is that you in the house, Vicky? Vicky in the house with People Power. And George Bencher's CD is also available, and CD Baby, so is mine. Color Me Crazy, name of my CD, go get it. Why not? Oh, yeah. And I also have a Christmas CD, but I didn't put it up on CD Baby. Bad, bad me. I got to get to it because I wasn't going to decide if I was going to add to it or not, my Christmas CD. But if you want my Christmas CD, Facebook me, and you can get it there. I think Betty Joe has it already. I'll have to start playing all those songs, and you can listen to me talking, or you can get the whole CD. It's not a long CD, but it's a fun CD. I'm with Stupid has logged in. There he is, www.cdbaby.com to check us out. Oh, gosh, how about a little Nancy comedy? Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our first performer, my co-host, is... we have to be quiet, Judy. My first performer is an amazing talent. She is on... how many people here are in the softball team of the Friars? All right, hey, softball team. She actually sees the ball and lets it hurt her because she's not Jewish. Okay, she's been on the Colin Quinn Show. She sang actually for Barbara Streisand. I don't know if it was the real Barbara Streisand, but she sang. It was Barbara. She's been on PBS, on Fox, and on NBC. She's brilliant. She's talented. She's gorgeous. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Miss Nancy Lombardo.
Growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City.
never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a cat. I'm a shark. I'm a cat. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. The first time I saw West Side Story, I thought that stole my life. How do they know? How did they know? And my grandmother, my Italian grandmother, was always telling me these Italian stories. You know, when I come to America, I don't have a dime. When I come to America, I don't have a dime. Well, Grandma, guess what? Now I have a dime! Yeah. The economy's so bad, I'm looking for jury duty. Anybody else? I'm trying to get jury duty. Please, pick me. I'll do all the cases. Pick me. Pick me. A lot of fun. My mother's a migrant from Puerto Rico. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She would just turn and start going, listen! No me la pena, I don't have time to discuss what I'm saying, so don't! What? She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? Who knew? But she did have this great mom advice she used to give out. This mom, cliches, or cliches, as she called them. Mira, Nancy, listen to this cliches. It's going to save your life. That cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every cloud has a silver lining. Mom, my head is hurting. Stop with these wisdoms. Wisdom. Look at you. Okay, don't get scared. Don't get scared. Two Irishmen walk out of a bar. It could happen. You're that kind of a crowd, aren't you? Yeah. Okay, a priest, a Muslim, and a rabbi walk into the bar, and the bartender goes, what is this, some kind of a joke? Well, I love you. Wonderful laugh for you. And sir, what's your name, sir?
Michael.
Michael, what do you do for a living, or what did you do?
Whatever I can find.
Whatever you can find? What is your expertise?
Finance, real estate.
Finance, real estate. Keeping it vague. I like that, Michael. I like that. Do you have any hobbies, Michael?
Golf.
Golf? You like to play golf? Do you have any favorite foods?
No.
No favorite foods. You're a big help, Michael. You like to play golf, real estate, finance, I don't know. Is this your wife? Good. Okay. Good answer. Okay, and what's your name? Shelley. Shelley and Michael. What a coincidence. I happen to have written a song about your life.
Comedy Concepts. If you're not listening to Nancy Lombardo's Comedy Concepts, forget about it.
Always fun, huh? Always fun. That was live from the Friars Club.
Always fun doing it, choosing people power. Betty Jo Tucker tomorrow. That's a Tuesday tomorrow, right after my Manic Monday. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. And also, hey, Betty, did you do your drawing? Did you guys all enter Betty's drawing? Nancy, tell the story of your grandmother. Oh, I have so many stories of my grandmother. I have to remember which one to tell. Let me see. I have to go and find that there. Didn't I do that there? I thought I did. All right, how about this one? Here's a one for working women everywhere.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step and step and hit and hit. And clench, headlock, and dominate. And sway and glide. And sway and influence. Kick back. Kick front. Dip in. And power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. Insert positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night. And feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell larger. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy lambada. Arbitrage!
You'll find the hooks of the dress awkward all by yourself. I did everything for Mrs. Reagan. Denny, she'd say, no one dresses me better than you. Yes, it was always Denny. I've kept all of her things. Even the stockings she wore that day for the last time. She'd flung them over the chair in her bedroom when she changed into her shopping clothes. I shall always blame myself for the divorce. It was my fault for being out that evening. You see, I'd gone to the movies and stayed late. It was a double bill. Donovan's Brain and Hellcats of the Navy, some of her finest work. When I returned about 10:30, I heard she'd gone out shopping. I felt worried at once. Neiman Marcus was having a sale. She would have never gone out if I'd been here. She always listened to me. It was midnight, and she had not come back. I went and told Mr. Reagan I was worried. He said, I expect she's spending the night down at the store. I'm sure she'll come up first thing in the morning when the sale's over. I sat on my bed till 5:30. Then I couldn't wait any longer. I got up, put on my coat, and went down to the mall. It was quiet and misty like it is today. The wind had dropped. There wasn't a sound down at the mall. And then I saw it, there on the counter, her credit card. Alongside it, a light flashing. Credit, One of her invoices came in the afternoon mail, along with a note, credit denied. The divorce papers came in with the evening news. Nancy leaves Ron, credit denied. You wouldn't think she'd been gone for so long now, would you? Not with the way I keep the room, just as she had had them kept. You would think she'd just gone out for a little while and would be back in the evening. I feel her everywhere, don't you? Sometimes in the corridors I fancy I hear her just behind me. That quick, light footstep, I could not mistake it anywhere. And in the gallery there, I fancied I've seen her leaning over it and calling to Mr. Reagan like she used to. Here, boy. Here, boy. Do you think she can see us now? Do you think the divorce come back and watch the living? Sometimes I wonder if she comes back here to the ranch and watches you and Mr. Reagan together. Imelda. Will there be anything else, Mrs. Marcus? I'm going now. I know where everything is. Don't touch a thing, a thing, a thing.
Performance art piece. I have a bunch of those ladies. You've heard them on my shows, and I used to do these women, just different stories like Maria McGregor. But that one, eventually, I was doing it so long, I would just keep who Denny worked for. I think eventually I worked for Imelda Marcos, and then who else did I do after that? I was trying to think. I did two other, I think, other famous women that I worked for, but it was always somebody. My favorite line is, no one shreds documents better than you do. It's always fun. Okay, George, I found it. For George, Spanish movie.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, Tu esposo está aquí. She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. Ayúdame, ayúdame. The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, ah! The woman at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child. A few years ago, this movie came out, and it really upset me. It was based on this true story about this rugby team that crashed in the Andes along with their family, friends, and college roommates. What really bothered me was the dilemma they faced when they ran out of food, and it didn't look like anyone was going to find them. So they had to make what was probably the most gut-wrenching decision of their lives, which was to eat the dead. Oh, what a decision to have to make. And if that weren't heinous enough, who would you eat first? Family? Friends? In what order? Dad? Mom? Sis? In what part? Ugh! Just picturing the process upsets me. Well, many therapy sessions later, and soon after my therapist disconnected his phone and moved away without telling me, a cab driver reminded me that blood is thicker than water and Tiping is not a town in China. Well, logic dictates, okay, not everybody's logic but mine, the first course should be your best friend or college roommate. With that in mind, I composed a little ditty, which should they ever do a musical version of the movie Alive, I want the producers to feel free to put this song anywhere in there. And I would like to preface this by saying, this song is in every way in bad taste. I ate my best friend's brain today. I baked it in the sun.
She said that she had all the brains. Now I have more than one. La-di-da, la-di-da. She wasn't really a great friend. Never would she backward bend or go out of her way to lend me her pay. So I ate my best friend's brain. La-di-da, la-di-da. I don't know what a best friend is. Should be something more. A friend would let you eat her brain when you're not near a store. La-di-da, la-di-da. We went to the same school, lived in the same dorm. When she bought me a beer, but the beer was warm. So I ate my best friend's brain. La-di-da, la-di-da. And when the plane crashed in the snow, for her it was the end. She was always more cerebral, so I cracked open her cranium. I made a frittata of her medulla oblongata. My leg was broke, but I didn't choke when I ate my best friend's brain. La-di-da, la-di-da. When I ate my best friend's brain.
It's a wacky day today, isn't it? We've gone from dogs to cats to everything in between. Oh, yeah, the movie themes. We've done a lot of movie themes today, I think. So that's it. We're going to do I'll do another one coming up. And Betty Jo can tell me what movie I'm parodying again because she knows every movie. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And also check out Betty Jo's blog and Facebook. Friend her. Choosing People Power, Vicky all the way in Greece. George Bettinger, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. The Mom and Pop Shop at hotmix106.com. And there's Lizette. Do you guys, are you at separate computers in the same house listening to my show? Or are you in different locations? I don't know. Steve Mendoza's show, always cooking up something interesting. And Cyanide, all the way near Amsterdam, listening. You didn't tell me what your music was, Cyanide. Okay, Betty Jo, this one's for you. Here's another film parody. Let's see if you get this one. I think it's kind of obvious.
Welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, it's fine, it's really going to hurt. Please tell me we do this, please, please, please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch, 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 ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal, Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poison.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Yeah, I'm crazy. Did you recognize that music, Betty Jo? It's from a Hitchcock film. One of his little-known ones, not as popular, but anyway. I get away. Nope, it's not Train. You think it's Strangers on a Train on a Plane? Nope. Anyway, we're having fun today, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. And what movie's coming out? I can't wait to see Pi, the one P.I., that one's coming out. George Bettinger. So who are you going to have on today, George? Any special guest? Nope, it's not The Rope. But it is a two-word title. How's that? Does that help you? I think everything he did was mostly two-word titles. Oh, anyway, Steve Mendoza's, let us know when you're doing your show. Pie. Snakes on a Plane. No, Lizette, you're getting wackier. Cracking me up. Should I be laughing at my own show? You guys just crack me up. Anyway, we've had a lot of fun today with George Bettinger, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, today at 4 p.m., 106 Hot Mix. You guys are still the lodger? No. Rear Window? No. Keep going. You got a minute. Okay. It's two words. It's two words. I'll give you that one. Okay, we've had a lot of fun here, and after my show today, make your calendar to listen to these other shows. Tomorrow's Betty Jo at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio, George Bettinger. Today, does anyone else hear that English woman come on and say 90 seconds, or is it just me? Just me. Oh, you give up, Betty Jo? We're down to 90 seconds. Torn curtain. Ha! Didn't see that one coming. Okay, well, we've had a lot of fun today. I got to find something short to play. Play us off with, I guess, because I only got a minute here. Okay. Everybody, thank you for listening today. I got to add these songs. I got to fix one song that didn't quite get on. And what have I got here? Okay. I'm looking. I know. Here we go. Come on. Okay. Well, it's been fun. Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Schoolhouse Rock? No, it wasn't Schoolhouse Rock, you kids. Not at all. That was not it. But thank you for tuning in today. You guys just crack me up here. Crack me up. And hopefully we'll see. I'll be on the road Friday, so I'm not sure if I can do the show Friday. But thank you all for tuning in. And we had some fun, didn't we? Yes, we did. I have no music to play out. Is that incredible? Because I can't find anything short enough. 10 seconds. What can I find in 10 seconds? I don't know. Let's see. I bet I have something for 10 seconds. Hold on. 10 seconds. Okay, here we go.
That's all, folks.
Yeah! There you go. I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo, on Comedy Concepts. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, George Bettinger, Betty Jo Tucker, People Power, Lizette Bettinger, The Steve Mendoza Show, and, of course, all the way near Amsterdam, Cyanide. You rock, and you know it. Big kiss. Bye-bye.